Thursday night, Dvar Halacha in Chag Zavod Asir, Or L'Chof Aleph Marchesh Van Tavshin Ayin Hay. So there's a din Bal Tolen in Chay Shemish, but that means if you hire a worker, then you have to pay him. We're not going into now the Halachos by when you have to pay him, but you have to pay him pretty much immediately after he does the work. This applies to any worker that you hire, or a taxi driver, a barber, somebody that works in your house and does things in your house. Anybody that you hire, you have to pay pretty much immediately after the work is done. It also includes rentals. Rentals of objects and rentals of real estate. Baltolin is the name of the lav. And there's an interesting din. There's a din of ein schiris mishtalemes a little bit sof. When you rent something, the rental is due after the rental period is up. Ein schiris mishtalemes a little bit sof. Now, you could make up that it's due earlier. For example, the minig hamokom and the minig in most leases is that a rental of karka, the rental of an apartment, let's say, is due the first of the month before when the rental starts, not lebesof, which is the halacha technically. Any tanai you make up is chal, and the minig is that it's due on the first of the month. But the poskim say that that would not affect bal tolin. You know, even if you make up and it's in the contract that in the chozer that you have to pay it the first of the month, but you would not be either, and you have to do that, or else you're violating the terms of the contract. But regarding the isser of bal tolin, we follow the basic rule. And for bal tolin purposes, then ein schiris mishtalemes al lebesof, and you're not over bal tolin unless you delay even one day or even one 12-hour period, really, after the last of the month, because of that's the din of ein schiris mishtalemes al lebesof. If you make up differently, that's between the two of you, but that doesn't affect the lav of bal tolin. That's what the place can say. Contemporary place can say that. Okay, we're going back now to the Chavis Halvavis, the end of the second, in the middle of the Hagdoma, the Psicha, to Shar HaYichud, and he's talking about the different concepts that Shema Yisrael discusses, the Parsha of Shema Yisrael, the first Parsha of Kriya Shema. So he says there's five of them: Emuna, that Hashem is Elokeinu, that Hashem is Echad, and Avos Hashem, and Chovas Halvavas in general. The Pasuk, Vayu HaDvarim Ho'eleh Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom HaLevavecha, is in general Chovas Halvavas. He then says that as the prelude to Chovas HaYivarim, the Pasuk says, Vishinantom Levanecha V'dibar Tobam, to learn about it and to study its rules, and that would be in the form of Vishinantom Levanecha, and even if you have no children or no Talmidim, but with the Dibar Tavom, you have your personal chiv of Talmud Torah, and that's, he says, the prelude for Chovas HaYivarim, to study the rules and to know them. So the Chovas HaLevavos says, very interesting, that goes back to Chovas HaLevavos, because that's what's constant, in contradistinction to Chovas HaYivarim, which are usually limited in time and in scope. And in Avarim, this Aver, this time, only this amount of time, it's limited, as he explains in Shara Vodas Elokim, but Chovas HaLevavos usually is constant, and it takes over the whole person, because it's delayed, it's everything, it's not just a particular Aver. So the Pasuk of B'shivtecha B'Veisecha, all encompassing B'shivtecha B'Veisecha, B'shivtecha B'Veisecha, goes back on Chovas HaLevavos. Then the pasuk talks about Chozer LaHazer Al Mashehikdim B'Ma'amar V'Yu Advarim Ho'eleh Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom Al Levavecha Shetiyah Regilus Lashono Bohem Tomid Mevila De Zichron Halev V'Yifna Levavu Mizecher Elokim Tomid. He should have the constant Zecher Elokim of Chovas HaLevavos, which basically is always thinking about Hashem and being involved with Hashem. V'Zedomu L'Mashom Adavir HaMelech Alav HaShalom Sivisi Hashem L'Negdi Somid. Then the Torah chooses to speak of three Chovas HaYivarim, pure Chovas HaYivarim, meaning not the Moach, like Talmud Torah, but fewer Cholos Ha'ivarim, but that always remind you of Hashem. Three Cholos Ha'ivarim that remind you of Hashem, which is obviously Tefillin and Mezuzah. The two Tefillin, Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh, and Mezuzah. V'samohu shlosha chalokim ba'omro k'shartom yos ha'yodecha, v'ayulat ha'tefos b'inei necha, v'chsavtom al mezuzos b'isecho v'sharecha, v'ayin tefila shel Yad, tefila shel Rosh, v'amezuzah l'kulam gormim l'iskaras ha'borei. These Cholos Ha'ivarim are specifically geared towards constantly remembering about Hashem. Uliyahavo b'leif sholem, lichsoflo, always to think about Hashem. You're wearing, like you're wearing his ring, you're wearing the tefillin. V'kumo shomer ha'kosuv, v'chukei zikoron avos ha'ohavim, and shir hashirim, simenich ha'chosom al libecho, kachosom al zruecho, which is tefillin shel Rosh, tefillin shel Yad, ki azo kamovis avo kosher kishol kino. V'omer hein al kapayim chakosich, v'omer aru kechocha zrubovo ben shaltiel, avdino mashem v'samticha kachosom, v'omer tzor hamorsh do di li ben shad ayolin. And it's three. It's threefold, meaning the tefillin, shel Rosh, shel Yad, and mezuzah. Kidei shiyu chazokim v'chayomim yoser, kasher omer achochom v'chuta meshulosh lo b'mehera yinosek. So that's the, so those are basically the ten things. Emunah b'Hashem, Elokeinu, Echad, Avos Hashem, Cholos Halavavos in general, Talmud Torah to study the rules and the laws of Cholos Ha'ivarim, and that's Vishinantam Luvanecha and the Dibar Tobom, and then Tfilin Shal Yod, Tfilin Shal Rosh, and Mezuzah, which are pure Cholos Ha'ivarim, and that, but they themselves are in effect reminders, constant reminders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.